Welcome again to 98.7 BBM Bama Bipra Media, and thank you again for joining us today on another deadly session with Gugu Yarrow, Kundra Men's Group. Our radio segment yarning up, and today's session is a very special one because we are recording remotely, and especially we are recording at our men's gathering night here in Cairns at Idinji Centre, and we've done our check-in and we've had our yarn, and now we want to try a new thing, and all the men have agreed to be a part of it and to do something like this, and we're just going to have a yarn, and hope you enjoy today's session, and we're kind of going to talk about things that we would usually yarn about at our men's yarn. So today we'll go around and we'll introduce everyone that we have here, and stay tuned and hope you enjoy today's session.
Bama Murray, Yubal Wanjara, Yubal Yalada.
Kapu Gaga Mura Mabayal.
The Kundra Men's Group Talk Session, Bama Bipra Media. It's 98.7.
Oh, Stan Lanois.
Gavin Arkey.
Bernie Singleton.
Casey Meager.
Jacob Burke.
Kia ora koutou, Heta Edawiti.
Bernie Jr.
Jacob Sama.
And Graham Brady. And we'd like to thank you, all the men here who gathered tonight. We'd like to try something new, as BJ was saying. And because we talk about many things in our gatherings, so we decided to make this special and bring the listeners here to our meeting. So our meeting was very... It started off on a good note, what Bernard was saying. We had our check-in, we had our mai, our kaikai. So these are the things that we have in general for our gatherings. But we want to take this further now. We've always been bringing up suggestions and practical and reinforcing ways how men can be part of the community. We want to take our menfolk from the meeting or the circle, yarn circle that we have, and we want to try and put what we talk about out there in the community. Because part of our mantra is that we are community-based people. And part of our community base is to engage in community efforts. So we've been talking about various things, especially with my big brother, Bernard Singleton Senior. His concern was always, and probably you can elaborate a bit more on that, Bernie, about your concern. Your major concern was the state of affairs of your country and how people can be regarded as disrespectful, because that, obviously, it concerned you greatly. Would you like to say anything further on that? Well, you know, Cairns is my country. You know, this is my grandfather's side, my dad's side, and you know, like a lot of things happening here, and you know what I see and happening here, and reading in the papers, and you see on the news, you know, and it's just sort of makes me feel bad, but then you know, being a man too, like I see that out there, like a lot of people doing the wrong thing out there. Like I see a lot of kids, you know, youth out there, and you know, both, well, male and females, you know, they out there and doing a lot of bad things, and it sort of makes most of us men here sitting down here thinking,
Where are the fathers, you know? You know, where are the parents? Don't those kids have fathers? And, you know, like, because you can remember when we were growing up, I mean, you know, when our fathers or our uncles, you know, any of our elders talked to us, you know, we had to just stand up there and take it all. But I suppose, you know, where I grew up, you know, there was, I grew up in paradise, I think. That's what I call Yarrabah anyway, in the days when I was growing up, because there was no drug and alcohol. And it was a beautiful country.
And that concern has obviously has exploded in the form of the drug and alcohol abuse.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'd like to go to our Maori brother here, Heti. Your people have suffered the same things as our people here?
Yep. No, we too experience high incarceration, domestic violence, and drugs and all those things in that. And we've come to identify that those things are just symptoms of what's happened to our people, you know, and the symptom and the underlying causes to that we've identified is the trauma that we've experienced through colonization and that, eh? And loss of identity, the sense of hopelessness and helplessness and all that. And so we, back in Aotearoa New Zealand, we're focusing on healing our men, you know, and part of that healing process is about reconnecting them back to culture. That's only one part of it, eh? And then also the healing process around trauma and getting our men to understand that we're not violent people, you know? We're not what society says we are. We've become like that because of what's happened to us, the trauma we've experienced in that. And once you understand that, then you can do something about it. You can heal from that trauma and that, eh? And so that's why we see that a lot of these drug and alcohol programs that they have don't deal with the underlying causa. They're trying to deal with the addiction and that, which is okay, but it still doesn't deal with the underlying cause, which is the trauma that we've suffered through being disconnected from our land, our whenua, you know, from our culture, not being able to speak our language, do our cultural ways and that. That's all part of that disconnection and that, and we need to heal from that. And so, yeah, that's what we've found. And hopefully, as part of what we can introduce to the men's group here, is looking at that healing our men, you know, in the cultural way. Has to be done culturally, you know, because and that's what works for our people.
I see a very similar pattern, as we could probably call it, is that how we approach and how we deal with the symptoms, as you say, Brother Heti. I'd like to go to Casey now. He's one of our younger members of our men's group here. Casey, what have you seen as far as your generation and how these things have occurred, probably personally in your life, and also with the ones that you've grown up with? Has there been some type of unbalanced activity that made our people or younger ones be a bit more rebellious?
Well, I was just talking about some of that stuff today to my partner. And I was saying, like, because we were talking about the young kids now that are going through all these things and, like, just running amok. And I remember when we were kids, you know, we used to get into a bit of trouble too. And the reason why we got into trouble was because we were bored. We had nothing else to do. You know, like all these other kids that are kind of doing all the same things now, probably a bit more extreme now, you know, like they've come in from homes that are just not stable. You know, there's no parental figure there. There's just no one to hold them accountable for their actions. So, because I know, like working in my experience with youth, as you raise a child, every moment is critical, especially from when they are born and those first few years. So what we got taught when we're dealing with trauma-informed children is when they're babies, if they're constantly under stress, they're constantly in survival mode, their mind does not learn how to develop normally the way a normal child develops. So the way they kind of explained it to us is trauma, like with a child that's growing up, is a brick wall, and you got to build each brick up, you know, your little milestones as you grow older. But these kids that are dealing with their trauma and their stress, they don't even build any blocks. So with the kids that I've come into care with, you know, I had a 9-year-old that had a mental maturity of a 4-year-old. So he was mentally mature as my eldest son, but he's 9 years old. So every emotion would come out as anger, whether he would feel sad or worried or anxious, it would all come out in anger. And so we kind of had to strip it all back and build slowly, you know, reaching new milestones as him as a 9-year-old, teaching him things that he should have learnt when he was a baby. You know, and that... And, you know, it's difficult, and that's why a father and a mother both need to be there to, you know, a father and a mother provide completely different things in the family. We call it the family unit. So with a mother, you know, she provides the love and the affection, where the father, he provides security and trust. So if you don't have both the factors in place, and that's what our role is here, is to kind of build men up and empowering men to become fathers, to, because like you're not going to learn those skills if you haven't been taught them. And that's why we're here, that's why we're built for, we're built to deal with, to help these men that need help.
And on that note there, we go now to a break, and we'll be back to discuss what we've always been talking about here in the men's group. So we'll be back after this song.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We are the Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people, Aboriginal people across the land, don't forget what we're fighting for. They took us away from family, set us up. Set
ages, not in a hurry anyway. You can feel the endlessness, the coming of the light of day. We're talking about a chosen place. You wanna sell it in a marketplace? Well,
hey you mob, you're listening to BBM 98.7 FM with Matty Bowen. Go the Cowboys.
Welcome back to Google Yarrow. As you know, we are in a deadly recording studio at the moment, out in the open air, by the fire, here surrounded with all us brothers and men, and fathers and uncles all together here, out here in the sky and everything around us. So you might hear a few other noises, the sports field next door. But we're here, Google Yarra, we're bringing you a deadly session. And we hope to bring more of these in the future. And just before, as you heard from Brother Casey, yeah, I definitely hit it right on the head there that, you know, it's why it's so important, why we have Kundra here and men's group, you know, all over. that you know, we come together, we build each other up. We need to be that men, that father, you know, there for our children, their next generation, and ensure that they're definitely a Casey brick, building that wall. And that's what we want to do. And we've got to help each other. Some of us, we need that support from each other. And, you know, and we've got to seek it as well and, you know, get help from others. You know, we've got to survive and thrive, you know, as a group, as a community. We can't do it ourselves.
Yes, and one of the major things of support is that's what we get here at our men's gathering. And many positive things have come out of our talks and our yarns. We have Stan here who is studying at JCU. Stan, you're...
That's correct, yes.
Your social welfare, is it?
Social work.
Social
I'm doing
work,
a bachelor
yes.
about social work.
Yes, yeah. Please give us a little bit of insight into that one.
Well, just coming to this meeting here, it's obviously being a student at the moment doing a social work degree, you can see a lot of this is the practical element for me, you know, coming here and sitting down with my elders and, you know, and my peers in terms of this area. I too, even though I'm going through that educational experience at the moment, I've, you know, experienced a lot of what, you know, the guys around here have experienced. You know, my family have been affected by alcoholism, all those sort of, you know, dysfunctional family, so to speak, which in, has further went on, you know, to the extreme of the situation where I've had family members actually take their lives. So it's an area that, you know, I really wanted to look into further in terms of trying to help our mob, and particularly men. You know, there's a lot of services and that out there for women, and that's fair enough too, and they need the help. But we also, you know, shouldn't forget our own, the men, because they're you know, half of the, you know, half of the population, so to speak. So, and it's probably an area that's probably been neglected, you know, particularly in the last 20 or so years. But from a social work point of view, I think it's, you know, whatever I can learn from, you know, JCU in terms of helping my mob, you know, that's ultimately the goal that I wanted to do, particularly when I finish in a few years. And, you know, it's already proven fruitful, I think, that I've, you know, brought a few ideas here to, you know, in terms of what sort of thinking in that that's going on today, where we can, you know, possibly utilise as part of our resources as, you know, folk in this group. So that's, yeah, that's where I'm at the moment there.
And we obviously need professionals. We need our ones to get trained up to start fitting into the mainstream, because one of the detrimental things of our people, against our people, is that we haven't got enough of our professional people out there. We've always had to delve into, I don't want to sound too overly judgmental here, but it was always white fellas that have filled jobs because they had the paper from university. Always filled the jobs up in the Cape. Always filled the jobs there where the islands. I think you might agree with this one, Stan, is that, yes, we definitely need professionals, and to get trained up in certain areas might be very good. And we have one of our professionals here tonight who's been with housing for many, many years. Gavin, you want to say a little bit about your work?
Yeah, I'm community engagement worker for Access Community Housing. Access is one of the largest community housing providers in the north, and probably just over 50% of our tenants are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. I guess a lot of the issues we're hearing here today about breakdowns in families, breakdown in household, I'm fortunate to work for an organisation that supports Closing the Gap initiatives, supports healthy families and healthy households, and supports building families back together rather than families separating. We have a block of units, 8 or 10 units in that block, and those units are for women escaping domestic violence. The organisation is also looking to do something for men down the track, but we'll just see how that goes, because that involves working with a few other organisations too. But from the people who know around the Closing the Gap initiatives, housing is foundational to closing the gap for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The importance of a stable home environment so your children can grow up healthy, go to school, have lunch in their lunchbox every day, and things like that. So we feel we're well positioned to play a part in the big picture, along with a lot of different other organisations. But the important thing is that what Stan said about, you know, there are services for women, and rightfully so. We're not saying that there shouldn't be. But there should also be services for men, because men quite often need just as much help as what the women do. So I guess if there's a way we can all work together to make something happen to help our men, and with Brother Heta there from Relationships Australia, it's very important the programs that they're running to help relationships and build healthy relationships, because, you know, that is the foundation to us as men, is being the leader of our families and the leader of our households. But we've got to lead by example, you know, so it's good to have groups like this with a lot of positive men to provide those role models. And uncles here, Graham Brady and Bernie Singleton, and Heta's wise words from where he is. And we've got old brother here too, Stan, been around the ridges for a long time working with men. So it's good. And we've got young Casey working with young fellas there too. So it's really good to be a part of this. And if there's anything, any way we can move forward in a big way for our men, I'll just... privileged and happy to be a part of it.
Thank you, Brother Gavin. Yeah, we've enjoyed your enthusiasm and optimism too, coming into the group when, you know, you've helped us out in last year, the year before. So we thank you very much for all your support too and coming along.
Anytime, and, brother. Spread the word.
And BJ, I just want to say that all you men out there, like, if you want to come to our men's group meeting, we, Kunja men's group, we meet every Wednesday, you know, from about up past 6 to up past 8. Mm-hmm. So you're all welcome, eh? Please come.
And if you just want to come just for a sush, you don't even have to say anything, you know. Just come down and have a look, see what we're all about, you know. Come get a feed. We got tea here. We got, you know, we always got biscuits here. Good facilities here, you know. Like, if you just want to sit down here and listen to the men talk, you know, you can.
You're all welcome.
Everyone's welcome.
And also here at our Kundra gatherings, you know, if you want to or you need to bring a child with you, you know, that's fine. I've been bringing my young fellow as well, just so we can, you know, also, you know, listen and see what his father does here, and, you know, gain from the elders here as well. So it's my little Nas, Bernard Jr. So Bernard, coming along to the Kundra men's gatherings, what's your take of it? What do you think from a young fella's eyes and ears? Okay, here's an easy question. How old are you, Bernard?
I'm 11.
Okay, Bernard. And who's your dad?
You, Bernard Jr. Bernard.
Yep, and how many brothers and sisters you got?
I got three other siblings.
And do you know any of the men here?
Kind of.
Yeah, Grandad Graham. Who else? And there's also another Bernard here, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's pretty pretty unusual, eh, that three burners are in the same place. What do you want to tell other people out there about Kundra Men's Group?
Well, I advise that you come. Everything has meaning here. The group name has a meaning here. You have a meaning if you come here. The men have a meaning. And the things you say have a meaning. And everything that the men say, I'm not just one of the people that just say, oh, okay, it's just a normal chat going on with my day. I take it into consideration and I pick it up, and I can even put these things in my own brain so I have a better understanding. And when I'm older, I know that how to be a good man in my community and how to be a good father through what these men are saying. So I advise that people come.
Ah, deadly boy, too good. And he didn't read that off a script or anything, or I didn't prompt him or anything. So thank you for that little quick addition to this Google Yarrow session here with all these men. So well done, Bernard. And that's the what we want to do as Kundra, is, you know, really have that impact on our youth because they are our future. That's right. And we'll now go to a break, so stay tuned to our Deadly Google Yarrow session.
Yo, this is Bala J. You're listening to BBM 98.7.
Welcome back to Gogoyaral session. We are here at Orange Street at one of our men's group meeting, the Kunjuru men's group, and we have here with Brother Jacob. He wants to talk a little bit about his work. And what do you do? What does your work consist of?
Concreting, carpentry. Down here for 2 weeks because of got to go to court and stuff and whatnot. Just wanted to go back home to work. And one thing good about here, I came here, had all your mates here, talk about problems and whatnot, and encourage islands like all the ballers around here. If you guys want to come so you can let things out, so you guys hold things in and just speak up instead of. The whole thing's there.
Yeah, that's one of the, you could say, concerns among all us men people. We hold too many things in, and we only let them out when we drunk one, or maybe, you know, when we wild, might be gully up, and them things come out. So this is the platform, and this is the welcome mat we are trying to put out to our people. All Indigenous people are welcome to come here to talk in an atmosphere that is unintrusive, talk in an atmosphere that is, the yarn does not go out of this circle, it remains confidential, but mostly it brings you to a place where somebody's going to listen to you and make sure that your voice is heard so it does not come out wrong way in violence, come out wrong way in being drunk, or come out wrong way where there's nothing left. So these things is what we talk about here at our men's group. And BJ, there are many things that we've suggested through our, I think it was year and a bit now, we've been gathering,
yep.
And there was many different ideas that have come up, and we want to initiate some of those ideas, and we're having a good, straight, level-headed people, men, folk here, that are bringing substance to our talk. So, would you like to expand a little bit more on that?
So, now, all of our progression has always come out of our gatherings here, the yarns and you know input from every man that come, and that's how we've grown, and that's how we've always said from the start we're grassroots, and we're gonna be brought up, and we're gonna be deadly as we can be for our men and be here sustainable for the long term, you know, from the efforts and ideas you know, of the men that come along. And, you know, from them yarns that we had, we've come up with that we need to get further some of these things. And that's where we came up with the idea of having a Kunjuru working committee. So that's where anyone can come along and, you know, help us, you know, build and gain momentum in a lot of these things that we have planned for our group and for community to, you know, help out any way you want. And then also, you know, how we can also have give men substance in, you know, more value from our gatherings, and that's where, you know, Hetzer's come along as well, and Hetzer will be, you know, part of our gathering, doing some, you know, some more workshop type, you know, content with healthy relationships. He's basically come and worked out with the group, you know, to tailor a program that, you know, we think would be suitable for the men that attend. So looking forward to that, and, you know, us implementing that into our Kunjuru gatherings as well. So I'll get Hetzer to yarn about that. And, you know, from our gatherings as well, we've said, we've all yarned about, you know, we need to you know, share our cultural skills and, you know, have workshops and things like that to share with the youth in our community, and that could be our way of contributing positively like that and building our youth. So, you know, very soon we'll put our details on having a men's and community, you know, uplifting family day. So that's going to happen soon, and we'll do that on a weekend where, you know, the day will consist of, you know, all of us men here, you know, contributing in some way and, you know, doing little deadly little workshops or things like that, skills and that that, you know, public and community can come along to and, you know, gain them skills and knowledge. So, you know, we want to put together a good day like that. And so, yeah, Heto, you know, with, you know, talking about, you know, things that we can do in the future here for the group, you know, what are some of those things that, you know, if guys want to come along to, you know, some of the content that you could deliver, you know, what could they look forward to?
Yeah, like some of the brothers have said, you know, I work for Relationship Australia, and I cover the far north Queensland area and that, and go as far as Thursday Island, Sasia, Bamaga, you know, Mosman, Tully, Innisfail, Mariba, and that, and I have the opportunity of working with a lot of Indigenous men and that, and how I work is that I get invited into a community and that, and working alongside the community and that, they tell me and they decide what topics they want to talk about it. And of course, because of our shared history with colonization and that, there's some key topics that come out all the time, eh, you know? And it's about healthy relationships, it's about drug and alcohol, it's about jealousy, you know, it's about anger, you know, drug and alcohol, all those things, domestic violence. So there's some common themes in most communities and that. And like I said, you can attach all those symptoms to trauma and that. So part of the process within the programs that I work with, we do some decolonization, eh? Getting our men to understand what's happened in their lives, eh? Things that sometimes we don't even know that's impacted on us, eh? Intergenerational trauma. How our ancestors have experienced trauma and they've passed it on, eh? Pass it on to our kids and that, you know? And so they have this trauma that's been passed on. And then within their lives, they experience more trauma, incarceration, going to jail, you know, fines, all those compact on the traumas that you've already been given as it's passed down. And so you carry this trauma, and sometimes you don't even know you carry it, you know, unless someone tells you and shows you and gives you the story behind it. And so once you understand about trauma, then you can start the healing. So within the programs that I run, that decolonization process, getting men to have insight into what's happened to them is part of the healing process, and then introducing culture and reconnecting back to culture, understanding what we as Indigenous men, what's our role, you know? Giving us men, Indigenous men, the permission to take their roles back in their community as leaders, fathers, husbands, you know, that's our role, you know. But because things have happened to us, a lot of our men aren't in their families. Where are they? Up Lotus Glen, you know, or in the graves, you know, through whatever trauma that's impacted them. So you have these broken families, you know, through no faults of their own, but we get blamed for it. We get blamed. This media and society blames us for what's happened. But it was outside our control. And we have to stop blaming ourselves. We have to acknowledge what's happened. And then we need to do something about it. But we can't keep blaming ourselves. And then we feel that sense of hopelessness, helplessness. And that keeps us down there. because we think, oh, this is our lot in life. I'm going to accept that I'm what society tells me. I'm angry, I'm violent, I'm an alcoholic. We accept that and we stay in that place. But that's not who we were. That's never who we were. And that's why we need to understand, and our men need to understand, this isn't who we are. We are better than that.
And you know something too, is when, like one man, you might be able to do much. You know, it's hard. But forming a men's group, where you got a lot of men sitting around, you know, and there's strength there, and
wow,
you can support each other. And I think that we might be able to achieve a lot of things together, but on our own, it's hard.
I've seen men change. I've been one of those men that have changed from what society says. I brought into that. I believe what they told us, that we were violent. Māori are violent. They got this DNA, this gene in them that makes them violent people. That's what they told us back. And I brought into it. Oh, is that what we like? Oh, okay then. If that's what we like, that's right how I'm going to be. But then I found that now we're not like that. You know? We protected our families. We were leaders in our communities and that. So we need to retake that role, you know, as men in that, you know, and get to know what our roles are. Cultural advisors, visionaries, you know, all them stuff. And to see the bala here going back to education now, man. The more indigenous people we have working in these fields with our people, the better off our people will be. So more of us need to get educated and work in those places. You know, that's one of the keys.
Yeah, that's kundru. That's the meaning of kundru.
Yes.
Battle through the hard times, and there's always sweet.
Yeah. Kundru. There's a sweetness in life, mm-hmm, but it takes effort. Yeah. And that is part of our yarns and our discussions, is that we always try to maintain ourselves, to continue to strive for these things, because life can be beautiful. Life can be successful, but it takes effort. Casey, you wanted to expand a bit more on
If what this discussion hasn't convinced you to come down and have a look, it looks good on your resume.
Well, there's some practical advice.
And So just from my little experience, last week I went for a job interview and transitioning from one job to another. And somehow we got onto the discussion. I talked about Kunjul. And the girl that was interviewing me, I only just moved to Cairns, and she's like, oh, yeah, I've heard of Kunjul. And, you know, like, I know that was a win for me, you know. Straight away, man, you only just moved here and you've heard of us. That's deadly, you know.
Deadly, yeah.
I just wanted to say something, too, that at Access Housing there, out of about 24, 25 staff, there's only four men. Now, one of them.
Why?
So, but I will say that organisation supports ending domestic violence, you know, for everyone. Our organisation is a part of the Red Bench movement. We have a big red bench at the front of our work that was built by the Cairns Menship. The red bench symbolises changing the ending to domestic violence. But so I encourage any men, come sit on that bench at the front of Access Housing at 5 Anderson Street, across from the cemetery. Have your photo taken, and let's start a thing by showing people that we're not going to change the ending, we're going to change the beginning. So there's no need to change the ending. By all means, come and get your photos taken there. Spread the word. Spread it on social media. And let's show that we're committed to that too.
Well, now you told me there's a bench down there that has meaning. I'll probably be down there.
It's a red bench. Come and grab a coffee and sit there and have a yarn. That's all you have to do. Sit there and have a yarn on that red bench at the front of the room.
Too deadly. And we want to thank you all again to our men here for participating in our very first gathering recording for Gugu Yarral. And for all your listeners out there, I hope you really enjoyed it and, you know, really gained a bit out of this. And, you know, if you know a man or if yourself, encourage them, come along, Kunjur Gathering, Wednesday evenings, 156 Orange Street, Moorabool, Dingy. And we will finish off, as we always do, from each of our gatherings with our mantra. And some of you may know it out there by now, so we always encourage you to stand up to say it and repeat after me.
I will from this day.
I will from this day.
Know that I am worthy.
Know that I am worthy.
That I am respected.
That I am respected.
And that I have a role to play.
And that I have a role to play.
That I am a man.
That I am a man.
Who is strong spiritually.
Who is strong spiritually.
Mentally.
Mentally.
Culturally.
Culturally.
And physically.
And physically.
I'm a leader for my family.
I'm a leader for my family.
And for my community.
And for my community.
I'll give back to my family.
I'll give back to my family.
And my community.
And my community.
I am the foundation for a stronger future.
I am the foundation for a stronger future.
Your way.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.